Hola, ¿cómo estás? Espero que todo esté bien contigo. This is Tamara Marie, host of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. I wanted to ask you a quick question before we get started with this episode. Do you have trouble hearing and understanding native Spanish speakers? Whether you've been learning Spanish for 2 weeks or 2 years, it can be a struggle to really understand the fast pace of Spanish spoken by native speakers. So if that's you, don't worry, I got you. I have developed a method that will help you understand 80% of spoken Spanish in less than 30 minutes. This method will help you improve your ability to hear and understand native Spanish speakers so you can increase your listening comprehension and shed your fear of being afraid to start a conversation. You know, a lot of times we don't want to talk to someone in Spanish because we're afraid that when they talk back, we're not going to understand what they say. So we really need to get after that fear by improving our Spanish listening skills. So if this is something that you're interested in, I'd love to share it with you. I'm providing access to this masterclass absolutely free so that you can learn how to improve your Spanish listening skills. If you want to sign up, just go to SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. That's SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Now, we're only going to have this masterclass available for a limited time, so make sure you sign up today if you want to get access, SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Okay, let's get to this episode of the podcast. Hola, ¿cómo estás? Espero que todo esté bien contigo. This is Tamara Marie, host of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. I wanted to ask you a quick question before we get started with this episode. Do you have trouble hearing and understanding native Spanish speakers? Whether you've been learning Spanish for 2 weeks or 2 years, it can be a struggle to really understand the fast pace of Spanish spoken by native speakers. So if that's you, don't worry, I got you. I have developed a method that will help you understand 80% of spoken Spanish in less than 30 minutes. This method will help you improve your ability to hear and understand native Spanish speakers so you can increase your listening comprehension and shed your fear of being afraid to start a conversation. You know, a lot of times we don't want to talk to someone in Spanish because we're afraid that when they talk back, we're not going to understand what they say. So we really need to get after that fear by improving our Spanish listening skills. So if this is something that you're interested in, I'd love to share it with you. I'm providing access to this masterclass absolutely free so that you can learn how to improve your Spanish listening skills. If you want to sign up, just go to SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. That's SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Now, we're only going to have this masterclass available for a limited time, so make sure you sign up today if you want to get access, SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Okay, let's get to this episode of the podcast.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast, the show for Spanish learners that love music, travel, and culture. Close your grammar textbooks, shut down the language apps, and open your ears to how Spanish is spoken in the real world. Let us show you how to go from beginner to bilingual. Here is your host, certified language coach, Tamara Marie.
Hola oyentes, bienvenidos al episodio 70. Welcome to episode 70 of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. I am so excited because the topic that I have to share with you in this episode is part of a topic I actually presented on at the first ever Sisters Only Language Summit, which took place over the weekend. And I am so excited that I got to be a part of this historic event with Shahida Foster from Black Girls Learn Languages. That's the Haile, who's been on the podcast before. She is a friend of the show from Languages Through Music, and with LaDonna Jackson from Discovering Languages. And LaDonna is also a neurolanguage coach. So we've gone through the same training program, and I met her at a polyglot event actually in Montreal a few years ago. So wow, time flies. But yes, all of us got together to host this event for Black women in language learning, and it was an awesome, awesome experience for anyone that attended. And yeah, definitely look out for the next events because there is more to come. There was a great community vibe, and I really appreciated being a part of such an awesome event with some amazing, amazing women in the language learning community. Okay, so in my presentation, I actually shared a presentation on how to know if your language learning routine needs a little bit of a reboot. So I'm not going to go into the full talk that I gave there, but I did want to share with you some of the most important tips that I shared with the event over the weekend, because I think it might resonate with you and it might also help you with your language learning. So in this episode of the podcast, we're going to get into 5 tips that you can use to reboot your language learning routine. Now, anytime you experience a change in your schedule or a change in your routine in life or a transition, you may find that your priorities are changing, your energy levels are shifting, and your schedule may just not be the same as it was, which can really put a wrench in whatever you had currently planned when it comes to your language learning routine. So as we're all adjusting right now at the time of this recording, we're all sort of finding our way through this COVID-19 crisis and the change that we're having to endure because of it and the uncertainty, right? And that can make it feel like it's almost impossible to plan anything at all. However, even if you feel overwhelmed or if you have more responsibilities than you had before because suddenly you find that you're homeschooling, dealing with 24/7 childcare, or maybe you're an essential worker that has increased hours right now and you're really feeling the stress of your job, whatever it is that you're going through, and even after we get through this crisis, you still have to periodically reevaluate your language learning routine to make sure your priorities are still in sync with what your current goals are. So anytime you experience a change in schedule, a change in your priorities in life, or you're going through a time of transition, you might want to reevaluate what your language learning routine is. And also as you begin to progress through the different stages of fluency, because as you become more proficient in Spanish, the things that you did as a beginner will not be the same things you need to do as you reach the intermediate level. So let's get to those 5 tips. And these are things, again, to really help you reboot when you need to kind of get a fresh start with your language learning. So the first tip is to redefine success. Now, this is especially true if you've gone through a period of, let's say, a little bit of distraction, right? Maybe you're not exactly sure what you should be doing. Maybe you feel unmotivated at this point. Maybe you're a little discouraged because you had a goal that you didn't meet yet. And you're like, oh, I should be fluent by now, or I should at least be conversational, or I should learn how to speak in the past tense in Spanish. Why have I not mastered that yet? Right? There's so many little things that we can beat ourselves up about. But that's why I encourage you that if you feel that frustration, to redefine what success means for you. Now, what that means is to start small. So you'll want to pick a modest goal instead of a huge audacious goal like, I want to be fluent in 3 months. Now, this is, again, if you're going through a transition and you really need a reboot, even if you had that goal previously, it doesn't mean that you won't reach that goal. It just means that we need to shift our mindset so that we can actually get there. And the way to do that is to pick a small goal, because a quick win, not only will it motivate you, but it will give you momentum so that you can see what is the next step towards fluency. So I suggest a modest goal could be something like learn the sounds of Spanish by the end of the week. So that means making sure you get really good at understanding the entire Spanish alphabet, some of those sounds that might be tricky for you, like R, Ñe, maybe the doble L, whatever it is. Make sure you just become familiar with the sounds of Spanish. That could be a good modest goal, a good start small first step to really get you reinvigorated with your progress. Another small goal might be to write your grocery list in Spanish. I know I've mentioned that in past episodes for ways to incorporate Spanish into your day-to-day life, but just pick these small things that you can use to really begin to define success for you. If you are struggling with learning the past tense, like I mentioned with this example, maybe just learn one irregular verb in the past tense, right? Maybe just pick imperfecto or pretérito. I always recommend imperfecto first because it's a little bit easier to learn. But maybe your small goal is to just learn that one verb in the past tense so that you get really good at using it. Maybe it's a common verb that you use every day. So again, that's an example of starting small. So I would suggest if you're in a little bit of a rut and you need to reboot your routine, redefine what success is for you. Tip number two is try a tiny habit. Now, I'm all about habit formation when it comes to language learning. It is the key to really making progress consistently. So one of the things I've come across recently is a book called Tiny Habits by BJ Fogg. I've mentioned before the book by James Clear, Atomic Habits, on this podcast. But Tiny Habit is the idea that you can pick a micro habit, which is something that you absolutely will not fail at. So this should be something that you can do every single day. So even when you have absolutely no time or no energy, think like it's at the end of the day, you're completely depleted and you're laying in the bed with your iPhone and you're like, oh, I should stop scrolling through Facebook. I'm going to go to sleep now, right? Or Instagram, whatever it is. Hopefully you don't have your phone in the bed. That's a bad habit, but most of us do, unfortunately. But anyway, so let's say you get to that point at the end of the day and you're sitting there and you go, well, what can I do? I haven't done anything in my target language today. Like I haven't learned any Spanish today. So one thing that you can do is to pick such a tiny habit that it's something that you can do even when you're in that state. So it should take little to no effort on your part to do. So an example of a tiny habit might be just to learn one word or phrase in Spanish a day. So even if you're at the end of the day and you've got no energy, you can pull up your phone and find a word that you don't know and look it up and you can go, okay, I learned a word today. Now, again, you're not going to get fluent if that's your long-term strategy, but if you're in a rut and you need a reboot, this is definitely a thing that can help you, especially if right now you don't have as much time as you used to have, or you just don't have the direction. This can be a thing that will keep you making progress even while you're still trying to figure out what your next big step is. So again, a tiny habit, something that you just cannot fail to do every day that's super, super easy that will keep you making progress. Tip number three is to reestablish routines. Now, when you're going through transition, one of the things that can really throw you off is your normal routines not being there. So currently going through the COVID-19 crisis, there is definitely a sense of, you know, the world has changed, right? So the things that we used to depend on as cues for, well, what day of the week is it? What should I be working on right now? Is it the weekend or a weekday, right? All of these little cues, things we used to do, like going to the gym or going to the office, taking the kids to school, all those types of things are no longer there. So if you had as a part of your routine that you were listening to a Spanish podcast on your commute to work, and now you're working from home, then you really don't have that same cue, so you won't have that same routine. So reestablishing routines is really important to get some regularity back into our schedule. Even if you're in a situation where you're working from home or you've just experienced a change in your job situation, you might wanna look at what is your new routine and how can you establish some language learning routines around that. So if you are sort of stuck in the house right now, one thing you could do is try to do one thing at the same time every day. And you can tie that thing to an activity in your target language. So for example, if you decide that you're going to have lunch at 12 p.m. every day, whether or not you are in quarantine, that you are going to at 12 p.m. have lunch. You can tie now again your habit of listening to a podcast to you sitting down and even eating lunch at 12 p.m. instead of during your lunch break from work. Okay, so you want to reestablish those routines with your new schedule and new reality. Another thing you can do is schedule live sessions so that you have something on your calendar at a certain time. So if you're feeling like you're a little bit disorganized right now, like you don't know what the next step is, that your schedule is not very reliable, one thing that you can do is to actually schedule these sessions. And I suggest doing it with a paid tutor. Language exchange partners are great, but let's face it, sometimes people don't show up for language exchanges, right? So people can be a little bit flaky, unfortunately, not always, but I think a way to really guarantee that you will reestablish a routine is to book a paid session with a private tutor, one-on-one, and to actually have that on your calendar. If you can, make it a recurring meeting. So if it's Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, or every Tuesday at 2 p.m., whatever it is, make that the time that you have on your schedule because you can now start to build around that new rock in your routine. Okay, so reestablishing routines is really important to begin to start to make consistent progress again. Tip number four is make it fun. Language learning should always be enjoyable, but especially when you're feeling like you're in a rut or you're a little bit disorganized and you need a real reboot, making things enjoyable and fun is super, super important. So as you know, I always suggest music, right? Discover a new song in Spanish that you haven't heard before, a new song from one of your favorite artists, an old classic song that you didn't know about that maybe is really popular. You know, ask some of your friends, what are their favorite songs? Get into that again, or find a comedian in Spanish that you can understand and enjoy. Do karaoke in Spanish. Get on a Zoom chat with some friends and pull up the lyrics to a song. You can do that on our YouTube channel. We have some songs up that you can read along with the lyrics and do karaoke. Find some games to play in Spanish. I know when I was running a Spanish meetup with a friend of mine a few years ago, she actually had a Monopoly game in Spanish, which was really fun because everyone, you know, knows how to play Monopoly. So we already knew what all the pieces were and how everything worked. But it was really, really fun to do that in Spanish. So try something different, especially during a time like now where everyone is online, like everyone is sort of, you know, in the house and people are doing a lot more things live virtually. Find a class to take online. Find a class that's like a dance class. I've been hosting a few Facebook Lives in the Learn Spanish Con Salsa podcast community Facebook group of some dance classes that are actually going on in Spanish, where you have a lot of dancers who are in the house right now. All the venues, unfortunately, are shut down, so they can't host their regular salsa, bachata, Latin dance nights. So folks are looking for things to do, and you have all these really talented instructors that are hosting live training sessions in Spanish from their house. So this is like a perfect opportunity to try something new that you might not have been able to take advantage of before because of time or distance. So be creative. Look for activities that are fun for you in English and try to find them in Spanish. That'll really help kind of reboot you and get you out of whatever rut you might be in, or if you're feeling like you're demotivated. And my last tip, tip number five, is to connect and de-stress. Anytime you're experiencing change, it can be very stressful. Adjusting to new routines, trying to figure out your way through transitions, all of these things can really cause us to be stressed out. And oh, by the way, being stressed out really distracts your mind from being able to learn anything. So when you have that cortisol pumping through your brain, you've got all those stress hormones activated, memory retention is the first thing to go. So you're not going to be able to really get into a good learning state if you are constantly at a state of heightened awareness and stress. So one thing you can do is start to connect Spanish to activities that are de-stressors. So you can do things like take yoga classes online in Spanish. There are many, many videos on YouTube, and there are other yoga teachers who, again, right now, they're doing a lot of live sessions for free online that you can find, and do something that's calming in Spanish. So take a yoga class, try a guided meditation. There's a lot of meditation classes that are happening right now all over the world, which are really good for sort of recentering, de-stressing, and getting you through any transition and just really calming your mind. And by the way, this has a byproduct of really helping you also be able to learn and retain things, right? So if you're trying to meet a goal right now and you're stressed out, this is a great way to not only just sort of for you to like calm yourself down and get recentered and refocused, but it also now connects Spanish to those relaxing activities, which makes it just so much easier to learn. So even a simple thing you can learn through doing a guided meditation is just like the different names of body parts, right, in Spanish. So there's things that you can also actively learn while you're using the language to sort of de-stress. And also use this time to connect with other language learners. So there's a lot of live events that are taking place online, a lot of virtual events. You can find language exchange partners. There are a lot more people reaching out right now because they do have more time. So even if you find that you're in a situation where you might be, like I said, an essential worker, or if you've just experienced a transition in your schedule in general and you have less time, there's a lot more people reaching out. So you'll be able to use the time that you have to connect with some people that maybe you wouldn't have been able to connect with before. Okay, so those are my five tips to really help if you need to reboot your language learning routine. So just as a brief review, redefine success. Pick a small goal and go for that instead of a big audacious goal. So one is redefine success. Two is to try to pick a tiny habit or a micro habit, something really small that you can do every day without fail, even if you have absolutely zero energy at the end of the day. 3, reestablish routines. You really need to get some structure back to your day and a new routine that meets the challenges of your changing schedule. So reestablishing those routines is key. 4, make it fun. Make sure you do something enjoyable, be creative, and try something new in Spanish. And lastly, connect and de-stress. Connect with yourself, connect with other people. Get yourself back into a state of calm so that you can make good decisions and good plans going forward that'll really help you be able to learn again, be able to communicate in Spanish effectively without all of the anxiety and stress and all of the just instability that can come from change. Okay, so I hope this has been helpful. Again, right now we are living through a pretty difficult time, but there is light at the end of the tunnel. And if you're listening to this and we've gotten through this COVID situation, in the future, you still might experience a situation where you have a shift or a change in your life, your routine, your language level in Spanish, where you need to really reevaluate what you're doing. So I hope these 5 tips you found helpful. Feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at Learn Spanish Con Salsa and let me know which one of these 5 tips that you are going to try in the upcoming week. I'm really curious to know if you guys find success with these. I think the tiny habit might be the easiest one to implement, but definitely try any of these tips and I'd love to hear how it goes for you. So again, Instagram at Learn Spanish Con Salsa. And don't forget, our monthly giveaway is still on. So this is the last week of April, but we will be doing this every month. Make sure that you share this episode with your friends on Instagram or Facebook. Make sure you tag Learn Spanish Con Salsa on Facebook or at Learn Spanish Con Salsa on Instagram. And as long as you tag us in your post or your Instagram story, you will be automatically entered in to our monthly giveaway. And each and every month, we will be giving away a one-on-one session with a Spanish language coach on the team of Spanish Con Salsa. So you will be able to talk through some of these strategies that we just talked about today to practice conversation in Spanish with a friendly native Spanish speaker. So hopefully, if you haven't had a lot of practice speaking Spanish, this is a great way to get started. Everyone on our team is super, super nice. No need to feel intimidated by speaking Spanish with them. But yes, you will be able to earn or to win a free one-on-one session. All you have to do is share this episode on Facebook or Instagram and tag us at Learn Spanish Con Salsa. So that is it for me and for this episode of the podcast. As always, I hope something I've shared with you today will help you get one step closer from beginner to bilingual. Hasta la próxima.
Thank you for listening to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast at learnspanishconsalsa.com.